It's World Breastfeeding Week, and what a privilege to invite Dr. Chantelle Witten to join us again this year, lecturer at the University of the Free State Faculty of Health Sciences in the Division of Health Sciences and Education. But today we're going to tap into her mind as nutrition lead at SaskaWatch. Tell us, what is SaskaWatch before we get into anything else?
Thanks, Yolanda. So SaskaWatch actually stands for the South African Civil Society for Women's, Adolescents, and Children's Health. And it's a coalition. At the moment, we have about 33 organizations who have similar interests in women's health or adolescents' health or children's health. And we are a coalition that is specifically pulled together so that we can work towards the realization of children and women's health rights.
So today we're going to talk about an international code. This sounds like spies and 007.
Yes, Yolanda. Well, you know, wherever you have an opposition, so in the case of breastfeeding, the opposition to breastfeeding is infant formula feeding. And so way back in the 1981s, there was a realization that countries that were signatories to the United Nations needed to protect breastfeeding because the industry was making headway in many countries where women and communities were not ready for infant formula. For example, if you don't have running water and you don't have electricity, then you don't have the capabilities to formula feed optimally and to formula feed safely. And so the signatories to the United Nations came together and they decided to put a set of recommendations, or what we call clauses, to regulate the marketing of breast milk substitutes. So that's exactly what the international code is. It's a code of conduct for how countries would support breastfeeding.
So what do we have in South Africa that assists us in this regard?
The good news is that South Africa took up a voluntary code where the government actually had voluntary guidelines for industry, for the health sector, in terms of how they would engage. And those voluntary guidelines served us well in terms of an amicable interaction between the health services and the infant formula industries. But then South Africa was not doing very well in terms of increasing breastfeeding rates. And the United Nations and WHO had always put forward targets in terms of a country does well when its children are fed well. And breastfeeding is the first feeding option and optimal feeding option. And so South Africa recognized that this voluntary code was not working as well. And so in 2012, the country legislated. That means it's a legal set of instructions about how we may market, how we may engage with the industries, how we may engage with our mothers and families and communities. And so these regulations are called the regulations related to foodstuffs for infants and young children.
So Chantelle, does this mean it is illegal for companies to actually advertise formula? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. And what this actually means, Yolanda, there's a myriad of regulations related to how the formulization of the infant formula is done. There is regulations of how the labels may look. For example, the labels must be in a font size that you can read, so no font size smaller than 10. It must be in one of two languages that the population can understand, and there may be no graphics that actually market that infant formula, such as teddy bears on the tin or words that make it very attractive to mothers. So OptiPrime or OptiHealth, these are words that are not allowed on a tin of formula. So that's one aspect. The other aspect is really the marketing to mothers. And this marketing includes both the advertising, so we don't have adverts running on our national TVs, on our radio stations, on our billboards. You can't advertise infant formula. You can't advertise feeding bottles. So you can't have an advert, for example, if you were just doing an advert for, let's say, Father's Day, and he was holding the baby and the baby had a bottle, that would be a violation. If you see anything where you feel breastfeeding is being undermined, the advertising of infant formula or the promotion of free feeding bottles or the giving away of free samples to mothers, these are all violations. So you are welcome to send any of these health professional organizations an email, and you will see that the regulations also has a contact number for the National Department of Health where you can report the violations.
Dr. Chantal Witten joins us this morning. It's World Breastfeeding Week. Nutritional lead at Sasquatch, but also as her role as lecturer at the Health Sciences Education Division at the University of the Free State. Chantal, thank you for waving your flag so bravely for breastfeeding, and thank you for making a difference with us today.
Thank you very much, Yolanda, and to the listeners.